And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio on PodunkRadio.com. We are at the Distillery, which used to be a long, long time ago, the Refuge, and then Redemption. And now we're at the Distillery with Stoke Show.
What's up?
Which is a huge event. And I am with Brittany again. Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on?
Remind me, because we had Halloween and so much stuff since last time I saw you. What was the last show? When was that?
The last show we did was Terra Fermata for the Treasure Coast
August?
Project. Yeah, it was in August,
okay.
Actually.
Okay.
It was a little while ago.
Yeah. It was a good show. I had fun.
It was awesome. We did a lot for them. We raised, I believe, about $4,000 for scholarships for Treasure Coast Autism Project. And we're actually going to do another one with them next year as an annual. So.
Nice. And now we're doing Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots, yes. And then we're doing the raffle prize donations. All the proceeds are going to sending Christmas trees to needy families. I'm sorry, I can't even talk right now.
So, but besides thanking Miss Brittany here for putting on this event, we also have Scott Dixon and Joe Dyer as well.
Oh, man, we got them.
Guys.
We got the local guys. We got JoJo and Pat from Stoke Show Outside Cooking. They got the fire going, barbecues, all that fun
stuff.
Thank you,
Distillery, for having it.
Man, the Distillery has been awesome. They contacted us, actually, hearing about our show at Terra Fermata. So, super stoked about having them on board as a venue for this year, as well as next year. I think they're on for 4 to 5 events for 2016. So.
That's awesome. Very cool. I like the place. I mean, this used to be our haunt, man. This used to be our chill spot for doing the radio. There's Dyer. Come say hi. Yeah, here, come say hi. Take the mic. You got a mic. Yeah, he's your local Treasure Coast representative.
Man, Dyer is the man. I'm so thankful that my friend Sierra sent him my way.
Oh,
he is
great.
The man. He is the Treasure Coast.
He is one of the biggest supporters of the Treasure Coast music scene here.
Cheers to that.
He does work very hard. Him and Zach and Mad Dog. When Mad Dog was here, it was a very, very nice little scene we got up here. So very cool. And now we're doing this. This is a great event. We got how many bands playing tonight? Like 9
eight.
Or 10?
Yeah, eight bands tonight.
Eight bands. They're all great bands, all different genres.
All different genres. Joe Dyer did all the booking for this show. Thank God.
Sorry
the local
about that.
Guys.
Thank God.
I'll bite the bullet on that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of cool, Joe, because we were just talking about this is our old, like, hangout, like, from years ago.
We did the interviews in the other room back there.
Like, I know. This used to be the stage.
I know. We had a little stage up here.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Like a unicorn right there.
A unicorn? I'll get that story later, I'm sure.
So what else you guys got? Stoke's got a big year coming up in 2016. 2015, you already laid waste to everything. Knocked everything out. Did a great job.
Well, 2015 was our first year. April will be our one-year anniversary for Stoke Show. And we have 190 shows confirmed on the books for 2016. So that's 190
Damn.
Nonprofits. And we have new venues calling us every week. Every week I get a new email. Every
and
week I get a new band.
Up and down the coast?
Up and down the coast. We're going from Key West to Jacksonville in 2016.
That's the whole east coast of Florida.
I'd like to get West Coast, so if anybody in West Coast is out there...
I know a couple of people in the West Coast. I think, Joe, you know everybody in Florida.
John O'Connor, give us the West Coast.
Yes, John O'Connor.
John, I need you.
Do it now.
Come to me, John. www.stokeshow.com. Just kidding.
No.
www.stokeshowfl.com is what it is. And stokeshowfl@gmail.com as well. For those of you who don't have our contact info.
You know, his thing might not have been on the whole time. That'd be awesome.
It might not. He probably didn't even hit the on button.
That sounds like him.
I'm sorry if Joe Dyer was not heard on this podcast. He's already been 4 sheets to the wind today. I showed up with a huge bottle of Jameson and gifted it to him. I'm sure it's already down the hatch.
He's our local guy for that. He's great. I'm really glad that you guys have just done this in general. I'm glad that I found out about this back in August or a little before that because we were promoting the whole event at Terra Fermata. I think it's really cool that you guys are doing with the nonprofits and also with the music scene in general. I think you guys have a great message.
I mean, really, like we all know it all started out for autism, but mostly it was really about me trying to figure out how to connect my networks of people. I mean, I have friends that are in bands, I have friends that own venues, I have friends that are artists, friends that just do networking in general, radio.
Radio people, yeah.
I mean, so it was really a way for me to try to figure out how to bring everyone together, kind of reverse crab pot it out like we talked about last time. If you don't know what a reverse crab pot is, to go back and check out our last podcast.
Which was like the edited version.
Which was a real super edited version.
Well, it was a kid's event. We were like, oh, we should probably be professional.
I'm like, well, we'll be a little professional.
And there were really nice people there. It was a great event. Terra Fermata was great for that. Sillery is great for this. I see you guys did a lot of stuff down in Broward and Lauderdale. A lot of Broward, a lot of Lauderdale.
I mean, me and Jojo, we're down in Delray, so we're trying to take care of everything that way. And Joe Dyer is kind of our guy on Treasure Coast.
Yep.
Jacksonville's really...
You're working on it.
We're working on it. Jojo used to live up there, so he knows everybody at 1408 and all those local places.
People don't realize Florida has some good scenes. It really does.
We did. We were talking about this. All the people out there who say the scene's dead, it's because you're not looking in the right places for the shows.
No. I mean, you know, obviously things change.
Love y'all, but...
change. I remember back in the day, you know, because you're from South Florida as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, Spanky's?
Spanky's was the shit.
Next to Respects.
Spanky's was the shit. I was going in there at 14 years old. Sorry, Dad. I was going in there at 14 years old,
well,
chugging Jameson.
So he's probably like, I understand.
I'm like, you're my daughter. I don't know what that's about. Shout out to Robert Vines in the house.
Woo! I think it's really cool. I think that all the scenes and people doing stuff, I think it's really cool you guys are doing your thing. I'm excited for Stoke Show Radio. I think that's going to be awesome for you guys.
It's going to be huge once I get the programming done.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you there.
The programming, I'm going to say it. Anybody who wants to start a radio station, make sure you know how to program correctly the first time and don't do what I did and try to figure it out as you go.
That's what I did.
Read the destructions.
I did that. I did this. I did Not Fair for 5 years now, and I got Underground Horror Radio for 3 coming up, and now I'm taking over Podunk, which is already a great station. I'm not changing much on that. I think it's going to be good for everybody. I think everybody's going to work together. We're going to plug all these underground bands that deserve to be heard from everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really think that now that Stoke Show is up and running, you got your thing going.
Yep.
I think that now we can kind of combine it. It's not going to be like a Treasure Coast thing or a South Florida thing. It's going to be Florida, period.
Yeah.
And that's what the music scene really needs to be now. If people want to have a music scene in Florida, everyone really needs to come together and work together to make this thing happen. I mean, we have so many really good bands that should be signed. Should be signed right now, and there's so many things going on from like funk music all the way to
people are
combining so many things. Hardcore's taking off down here, but no one's really hearing about it because no one's helping each other promote. So I really think that between me and you and everybody else that we have connects with, we're going to do great. I mean, Brian Jackson's coming up.
It's going to be a huge event. Very, very... it's sad because Brian Jackson was huge on the Treasure Coast with Ghost Cat. He was a good kid. Interviewed him once here, actually in this building, a long time ago. And, you know, unfortunately he passed away. But Zach Jones, being a great friend of his, came up with some other people coming up with this great idea to do like a festival, a memorial festival, that I compare to Blowing Away Bake Sale and Warp Tour.
I mean, this year it's going to be huge.
It's even
the lineup
bigger.
Is ridiculous. Who's on this lineup? Let's check out the flyer.
We got Ghost Cat. We got Gravel Kings. We got The Prescription. A lot of these are local guys. We got a lot of guys from down south too, like Sweet Bronco.
Break the Heroes on there.
Yep. Wake Up. We got Gargantula, Tarantula. That's Huge and Pepper.
The Whiskey Wops.
Yep.
Whiskey Wops. I need a T-shirt.
Church Girls. Church and State.
What's up? Shout out to Natasha.
Yes, Natasha. Everybody knows Natasha. We have a really cool little music scene up here in the Church Coast. And you go down south sometimes, you know, I know West Palm pretty well. They're like, well, what scene up there? I'm like, you have no idea.
Yeah, no, we're trying to kind of bring our people from down there up here and vice versa. So that's also what Stoke Show is about, kind of trying to help everyone play venues that they haven't played yet.
Right.
And trying to... gravitate more people. I mean, like we said before, we do Stoke Shows and we have people that just come out because they're Stoke Shows, and bands grab fans just from coming to a Stoke Show, or people come out and see one band and see another band on the stage that follow them, because we only do 45-minute sets. All the bands donate their time. So I mean, you stay for a Stoke show, you'll see anywhere from 4 to 5 bands take the stage, all the way up to 12, depending on whatever event we're doing.
Now, a lot of these Stoke shows, this is only the second one I've been to. I know that I've seen a couple lately that's been down south. It's hard to get down there sometimes.
You got
to
come down.
I know.
Come crash it out on the couch, man.
I know. I work so, as you know, daytime workers, well, we're so busy.
We are, we are.
Trying to get everything done. But, you do like raffles, like all every show you have. Like,
yeah, every show we do a raffle.
You gave away artwork last time.
We give away a lot of cool stuff, different things. Tonight is kind of like a Secret Santa type thing. You have no idea what's on the on the table. But yeah, every show we do a raffle. Some shows we do a raffle and a 50-50. Some shows we do a door charge and a raffle. We just, I mean, everything. All the proceeds are going to the nonprofit. That's what we did in 2015. 2016, we kind of got to change the rules a little bit. We're realizing that costs actual money to run a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So, they're pretty much not going to change too much. Our vendors are going to be charged $20 to have a vendor spot. That money is going to go towards whatever nonprofit it is. The raffle money is going to be a split. It's going to be a 20% split. 20% goes to Stoke Show. 80% goes to the nonprofit. And, really the 20% is really for us to keep our website up and running, all the administrative.
Free. I mean, we gotta.
I didn't know how much flyers cost. I mean,
they're expensive.
Woo! Woo!
But luckily, if you know the right people and we connect.
Oh, well, yeah, we try to work it out a lot. I mean, but realistically, like, tonight we're cooking our own food out there. So, food cost alone was $200. So, I mean, which it's fair. We sell 20 plates. We're doing them for $5 a plate. We've made our money back, but it's always the initial startup money with anything else. So,
well, you know, you guys are going to be a year in April, which is great. You know, I've been there, with just a show, and I didn't put together any like live action shows, like bands and all that. You guys can do that is amazing. I still know how to do that very well.
Man, we got, like I said.
I'm not a promoter, I'm a radio guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, radio is its own monster, which we've discussed.
Yeah.
Holy moly. If anyone want to sponsor this show, hit them up, for real.
Yeah, no, definitely.
They're helping out the locals.
Yeah. And hit them up. Stoke Show, Florida is great.
Yeah, we could use sponsors, too. Anyone want to donate us money? We'll take it. We'll put together some big shows. I mean, we have a bunch of big shows coming up. We got block parties coming up. We have a contract pending, with, I guess, I don't even know if that's the name anymore. Perfect Vodka. But they've changed their name a thousand times already.
I'm going to ask you a silly question.
I love silly questions.
Which is very nice. I got a lot of ink too.
Shout out to all the tattooed employed people.
So, you love Stoke Shows, Florida so much. Do you have a tattooed on you?
I actually, for the 1 year anniversary, am getting the logo.
All right, cool.
Tattooed.
I got the original Out for Air podcast robot.
What? Look at that thing. Yeah, we're gonna do pretty much.
We're doing a Podunk one eventually too.
We're doing a big thigh piece, and actually the logo for Stoke Show I actually drew.
Yeah, I drew that. I drew the
robot. So yeah, the Stoke Show logo,
the face and the surfboard,
the surfboard and all that stuff. It's super dope. I mean, any artists out there?
It's simple. I
love it. We want to keep it simple. We want to let people know, obviously, that it's not some big conglomerate. Well, I mean. We're not nationally announced right now.
You're Florida announced. That's good.
We are Florida announced.
Wait, you're on this? Actually, you might be a national now because we do get out all over.
Cool. We're national. Hey, what's up? Yeah. I know we do have some likes on. Actually, I looked at the analytics on our Facebook.
Yeah.
We got some likes out from like Switzerland.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Australia.
When I found out we had fans for the horror radio show in England and Ireland. I'm like, fuck yeah.
I heard
of Patrick Stewart doing the yes.
Oh, it's super dope. Yeah, I gotta definitely come up with something for those people.
That's cool, though. It feels really cool that you're like, oh, my God, people from other places are into what I'm doing here.
Oh, and the best part about it is I checked the analytics because I don't know if you have a like page.
Oh, yeah,
you get a bunch of likes real quick, and then you get a bunch of unlikes. We only have, like, we hit 1,000 likes, I think, like a month ago, and we've only had 5 dislikes out of that whole situation.
Hey, we're punk rock. We just tell people off way after, but...
I run a nonprofit, so I kind of got to be a little bit nicer.
I just run a shitty, you know, fucking radio.
It is not shitty.
Hey, it's like, hey, have you ever been in Green Jello?
No.
I have. I was in the world's largest band, which is, you know, Green Jello.
Green Jello is, yeah.
Little Pigs. They come down. You should, like, hook them up for for a Stokes show. How awesome would that be to have Stokes show with the green Jell-O?
Well,
punk rock. Puppets.
You got the contact. Hit me up.
I kind of know him. I'm not like best friends with him, but he does tour a lot. I'll have to ask him to come down.
That's
here.
What's again. Up? We got to do that.
Bill Manspeaker. Everybody, please, please. You got. Is the website back up yet, or is it working on it?
The website is back up. Okay. Yeah,
it was down. I checked. I was like,
it was down. Yeah, I had to do a little bit of rerouting some things, but on there we have everything. We have the Brian Jackson tickets on our website.
$10, everybody. Not a bad deal. 35 bands plus like a neon DJ pink thing. Afterwards.
Oh, it's gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we have
a booth there.
We have a booth there. We'll have all the Stokes Show merch. So it'll be our first release of Stokes Show merch. Is we're going to do it at Brian Jackson, not
please,
before,
please
not
buy
after.
It and buy her logo, which is the cool drawing she made.
There's JoJo's in the house. How's cooking going? You want to say hi to the peeps?
What's up?
Are you making some crab pots? crab pots?
Oh, yeah, reversing the crab pot.
We're just hanging out, talking about the greatness that is Stokes Show, Florida.
Oh, man, well, we can talk about that till the cows come home, bro.
I know.
Where did those fucking cows go anyway?
I don't know. It's funny because we used to come in here all the time and do our show here. And now I'm hanging out with JoJo here. And JoJo knows me from hanging out at Respectables.
Yeah, RSC, bro.
And now we're here doing this.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how it all works out, you know?
It all worked out well, I think. It's a great event. Toys for Tots is always a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Christmas time, good for the kids. Kids deserve to have good Christmases.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because you know, kids in unfortunate situations, they didn't do anything to get there. You know,
no,
they're
it's
there.
Not their fault.
They're there by no choice of their own. So to be able to do anything to give back to the community in that area is phenomenal. You know, it just makes you feel good. Like
it does,
because Christmas is important to little kids, man. Like it's no matter who it is. Yeah, exactly. Especially the kids. You know, like when you're that age, like. That's kind of a big deal, like, and to be able to step in and do anything in that area it just makes you feel good.
Plus, to have awesome bands playing,
yeah,
nice
exactly.
Raffle. We're giving away nice prizes from who knows what they are. They're all wrapped up.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We got a lot of art on sale here. Are
yeah,
these
yeah.
Prizes? I'm not sure.
Yep.
But awesome.
There's some vendors with some art. Their personal art.
Good stuff.
It's up for sale.
Very Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know that's what Stokes Show is all about. It's in our name. You know, Florida. It's Stokes Show, Florida. That's what we're about.
Should just be Stokes Show Okeechobee.
It's
skaters.
And you know it's all about that communal vibe. You know, like get together. Give local artists an avenue to show their art. Give local bands an avenue to have people hear their music.
Agreed.
And you know, work with local venues so everybody's, you know, coming out for the better for our events. You know, that's the cool thing. Like if you show up and you put the time in to be a contributor in any form, you know, you're coming out on top. It's good for everybody. Like
I think so. I think this is great. We were talking. I think that I'm glad you guys got a lot of stuff lined up next year, 2016. We got some stuff lined up. Very awesome. People are going to know about Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and right now I feel like everybody kind of gets the wrong idea. Like it's a retirement area. It's where, you know, we fucked up the vote last time around. You know what I mean?
Last time was like fucking 15 years.
You know,
ago.
Imagine if we went ahead and legalized. We would never have our shit together. Fuck.
It would be like the best fucking. It would probably be more chill than ever. Like everybody would be like, no, it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about this? That sounds good. You know what? We should put some more bands on. I agree.
Yeah. The money absolutely.
Let's smoke and think about that.
Yeah, let's fucking, you know, light one up and figure this shit out. You know, we'll get it sorted.
I think that'd be sweet. I think that would be radical.
And it's nice to see you here, man.
This is my old stomping grounds a long time ago. Not really a long time, like 4 years ago. Second year we started doing Not For Air.
Nice,
we were here
nice.
Live against Buzz Jr.
Nice.
Yeah, every Sunday night. It's good to come home, kind of, because
right?
I like going to West Palm, too. I'm going to try to come down more in your guys' neck of the woods for shows.
Yeah, well,
it's
you know,
hard because St. Louis is kind of far. I'm further north than this.
It's interesting you mention that because 2016, we're trying to have our neck of the woods reach everywhere from Jacksonville to the Keys.
Yes.
So we're trying to run it. Just
she
take this thing.
That. Brittany mentioned
yeah,
that.
We
I
wanna,
think that's cool.
We want to take it and just run with it, you know, and just, like, it's in the name, like I said, Florida. So we want to just bomb Florida locally. Not bad bombs.
No,
good
no.
bombs. Happy bombs.
Music,
we have art,
good
food
music scenes all yeah. over the coast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
you know,
the West Coast, everywhere.
Florida's a really, really art-related community. Very diverse. So many cultures, you know, all thrown together. So when you get different creative cultures so close together, you're going to have that crossover, like that blending of the cultures, which permeates through the music, through the art, through the food. And we want to kind of just take that and promote it, you know, because it is pretty, it's pretty fucking amazing when it all comes together. Like, yeah. you got the Latinos, you got the Cuban population, you got the Haitian population, the Creole population, you know, and just the regular everyday person that's just here to enjoy it for what it is.
Mix it up with some punk rock and some stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely, bro. Punk rock, everything from punk rock to hip hop. Let's just, you know, if it's good music, it's good music. I don't care what label you put on it. If it's something I can relate to, then I'm going to jam it, you know?
Yeah. And that's well, you guys got Night Spices playing. The Night Spices is a little bit of a mix of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw them last time when you guys were up here, and they used to live up here, and now they're down south, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think this is great. Everybody, please definitely check out StokedShowFlorida.com on Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
StokedShowFL on Facebook. Drop us a message if you got a venue. If you've got to act, if you're a vendor, if you're an artist, hit us up. And
next, in a couple weeks, if you're up here in the Treasure Coast, these guys are going to be back up this way for the Brian Jackson Festival.
That's right. That's right.
Huge.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Huge event here in the Treasure Coast.
Very, very happy
to
be a part of it.
Such a good cause. It's going to go, proceeds are going to go to Reading for Children. It's a great memorial. It's also just a great thing for our local music scene up in the Treasure Coast.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's better than Warped Tour. I swear to God, all these local bands are better than most of the shit on Warped Tour now.
And you know what? I totally agree with you. And I feel like the local talent pool that you draw upon when you do local shows like this, they've got, you know, something vested in their performance.
DIY, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got roots.
Yeah, exactly. They're representing where they're from. They're representing their town, their culture. So, Pat's got Chips. Chips, the new family Stoke mascot. He's our little...
Such a cute booba.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's a little crazy joker. We love him. He's gonna, he's pretty much the mascot now, so we're going to put him in funny outfits and throw him on flyers.
Very good. Yeah, and, that's cool. Well, everybody, please keep tuning in. StokeShowFlorida.com and also on Facebook.
Absolutely.
NFL. JoJo, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back more. We're going to listen to some bands and hang out.
Yeah, let's go get some whiskey, too. Can we do that?
Yes,
can we get some whiskey?
We can totally get some whiskey.
Perfect.
All right, Not For Air, Podunk Radio out.